Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah, our Nina series. This is excitingly shir number 22, and we are following through with Harchakos. This is the third shir on Harchakos. Bezrat Dishmaya, this shir should be Suss the Chaylim and Kedoshim and Shomer Allah, saying, Kodesh Baruch should be Magin Aleim, Bechol Makom Shehem, just like they are Magin on us. Now, last time we started talking about Harchakos, which are enacted in order to prevent an action which could cause attraction to take place. So today, we are going to bring six more cases and finish this section of the Harchakos. So let's get straight to it. Giving birthday gifts. Is it mutter for a husband to give birthday gifts to his wife if she is anida? So, Rishon Zalman Paskins in Shulchan Shlomo, as well as the Shevet Alevi Paskins, that it is mutter to give birthday presents. And the reason is because the custom is to give birthday presents. Therefore, it's included in respecting one's wife. It's fascinating. However, there is a possibility to be oisir if the minhag is not to give gifts. Rav Shlomo Zalman, interestingly enough, writes that in Jerusalem, there is a minhag not to give gifts on their birthday, so seemingly there it would be usher. Clearly, it's a relative. Now, what about if it's not her birthday, but you just want to give her a present? So, the Shevet Alevi Paskins, that's mutter for the same reason that it's part of kibud, being mechabed one's wife. However, it could be usher if it's done in order to arouse affection, because then this would fall under the category of kirva. Now, what if you're walking and it's very hot and your wife says to you, listen, fan me, take some plate and start to fan me. Is this mutter? So the Darchei Tahara writes that it is osur legamre to do this because it is lightheartedness. It is essentially part of kirva and there's no possibility to be matir. How about if you light your spouse's cigarette, could you do this? Now, besides the fact that it's also legamre to smoke cigarettes, there are two reasons to osir allowing someone to light their spouse's cigarette if they are in nida. The Darchei Tahara paskins that it's also because of kirva, lightheartedness. However, the Pischei Tshuva, he explains for the following. He says, the flame and the heat of the fire connect the wife and the husband, and then they're touching, and therefore the reason that it's usher to light the cigarette is because Shema Yigabo, because he's going to come to touch her. Interesting. What about, is it mutter for the wife to hold a Havdalah candle while she is a nida? So both the Chukas Tahara and Rav Shechter paskin that it's mutter for her to hold the Chanukah, the Havdalah candle, and they explain though that it's usher for the husband to light the Chanukah, the Havdalah candle. My mind is on Chanukah, which is coming up, Baruch Hashem, but it's usher for the husband to light the Havdalah candle while the woman is holding it, for the same reasons as that she cannot, that he cannot light her cigarette. Last but certainly not least, is it mutter to touch one's wife even with only your pinky? Again, this is your wife. Yes, it's obviously usher to touch somebody else's wife, but is it usher to touch someone, to touch your wife, even with your pinky, if she is a nida? So the Rambam, the Ramban, Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch, there's a slew of poskim who are all poskining that is usher legamre, because Shema Yigaba, because they are touching. In that case, there is no room to be makel on this. We're going to get into different cases. If the woman is sick, if the husband is sick, we'll see all these things, all these cheshbonos later. But for now, we're simply talking about two healthy people. She's in nida, and he wants to touch her with his pinky. It is completely usher. Have a great day, everybody.